1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're relocated. Wow. What a brave new world we've stumbled into.
A brave new, probably very echoey world.
It might not be that bad. It's just totally unfurnished.
Yeah. I think we're going to need some baffling.
We need some soundproofing.
We do. We do. Because we are in Scott and Megan's new apartment.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
New apartment. Yeah. Okay. The crowd goes wild.
Oh, your cat does not like that noise that I'm making. Okay.
Well, they like the apartment.
They do.
Well, we moved, and as a surprise bonus, Shannon and Josh are moving into the same building. Shannon and Josh will be our upstairs neighbors.
Yeah, we're moving into the same building.
We're going to song salad all the time.
Yeah, salad on salad on salad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're being extra AF and we are moving into the same building because it's a good building and we got tired of our apartment.
Yep.
Yes.
And they saw our apartment when they were helping us move in and they were like, yeah, this is for us.
Yeah.
So convinced.
Convinced.
This is Song Salad.
This is Song Salad.
And what's that?
It is a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
And we get the random genre and topic by spinning the salad spinner, which is a suggestion of a impression or noise or silly thing that we do. That comes from you, our loyal vegetarians.
This week, our salad spinner comes from Autumn Clark.
Thank you, Autumn.
Thank you. She says, sing the theme song from your favorite childhood TV show.
Okay. Do you have like a top favorite, like standout?
I don't know that I really do. There's like a whole bunch kind of bouncing around in my head right now. Do you?
All the theme songs overlapping at once in your head.
Yeah, that's actually what it's like in my brain most of the time.
Just children's television
theme
songs.
Like someone took a box of toys and is just shaking them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have a favorite childhood? Favorite childhood? Period?
I do have a favorite childhood. It was mine.
Good.
I think it depends on what part of my childhood. I think that's where I'm getting a little stuck.
Mm-hmm. Is there like what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the phrase childhood, favorite childhood TV show?
The first thing I thought of was Rugrats.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah. Should I sing that theme song?
Yeah, go for it.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Ba-dum,
bum. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Spin. So our genre
is
Jackin' House.
Jackin' House. And before your mind goes to the gutter.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Or is it?
Well, maybe it is. We don't really know a lot yet.
Yeah, we have not looked up.
Jackin' House. It's a type of house music, which is like club or dance electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
And jacking specifically, or the jack, is a freestyle dance move in which the dancer ripples his or her torso back and forth in an undulating motion.
So let's describe it. Basic jack. Oh.
This guy says jacking is just moving your body. So we're all jacking all the time.
Oh.
You're just like leaning back and forth in rhythm.
Yeah. So here's what this guy, Jardy Santiago, has some jacking tutorials on YouTube. Don't Google that.
Ooh.
And basically, he's kind of like tipping his torso back and forth while keeping his torso is kept rigid, and he's kind of like tipping at the hips and like dipping his shoulder. And then on the like every other dip, he's kind of like also and dipping his
bouncing,
knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those plastic birds that drink water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a funky one of those.
It's a funky plastic bird drinking water. You heard it here, folks.
That's jacking.
That's jacking.
And it's done to this style of house music.
Yes. And some characteristics of this kind of music are the urban slash street attitude.
Perfect for us.
Shuffly slash skippy percussion.
Do you know what shuffle, like a shuffle beat is?
I don't think so.
It's usually like a dotted eighth sixteenth rhythm.
Flat
like
ball change.
So like, that's like a shuffle beat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's usually just like kind of fun and effervescent, I would say.
Like drinking seltzer.
It's like the seltzer of beats.
The seltzer of beats. A funky one of the birds drinking water. We are
we'll
just
keep it going.
On the metaphor train today, which is a metaphor. Big funky bass lines.
Big funky bass lines. And usually electronically generated basses, not like actual electric basses or acoustic basses.
Makes sense. And the final thing is chopped up samples from styles such as hip hop, R&B, jazz, swing, funk, and disco.
Yeah, in some examples we listened to, we found that a lot of the sung vocals would be samples from other songs, but there is often original rapping or at least just like hype talking over the tracks.
We'll make it work for us.
Yeah.
Which is what we normally do.
Exactly.
It's going to be more energetic and faster than normal house music, falling in the 126 to 130 beats per minute range.
Love that.
But it can contain deeper and moodier elements as well.
Yeah. It also contains similar elements to other house and electronic music where there's a break without the beat and there's just like ambient synthesizers and stuff. And then there's like a build up and noise risers and things. And then there's a big drop back into the beat again.
Yeah. A lot of the ones we've done have been similar to that.
Right.
There's a sentence in this article, and this is not on Wikipedia. Just by the way.
Yeah, Wikipedia has information about the dance move, jacking, but it doesn't have its own page for jack house or jackin' house.
I think because it often gets conflated with other genres of house music like gangsta house and dude house.
And Chicago house
and
future house.
So we're relying on pressureradio.com. It has a fairly comprehensive little description of jacking house. And I'm going to read you a sentence and I want you to tell me what you think it means.
Love this game.
Okay. Pretty much anything goes in jackin' house as long as it's not considered douche or cheese and stays in those BPM ranges that I mentioned. So what do you think it means that it to be considered douche or cheese?
I wish I knew.
I know. It's a mystery.
But it sounds like they're saying you can do anything you want as long as it's cool.
Yeah. As long as it's not douchey or cheesy.
Yeah. It can be anything, just not douchey or cheesy.
Okay. And some prominent jacking artists. It's never not going to be funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Some artists that represent the style would be Sneak, Mark Farina, Jason Hodges, Fries and Bridges, DJ Mess, Sony Fedora, Tommy Largo, Waddy Green, D Tech, Scrubfish. I love that name.
Scrubfish.
Nate Lawrence, RJ from Dallas, Chemers, and many more.
Wow.
JR from Dallas. Sorry. Oh, that's
JR
funny.
From Dallas,
JR
yes.
from Dallas.
I do. There is one fun thing that the Wikipedia article about jacking has that I want to read to you. Thematically, house music endorsed an abandonment of subjectivity and self-will, promoting the ecstasy of being enthralled with the beat. Post-sexual delirium is reflected in the Chicago dance style known as jacking. Jacking replaced the pelvic thrusting and booty shaking of disco with a whole body frenzy of polymorphously perverse tics and convulse pogoing. What a sentence.
That is a sentence. Oh, it's like a little gift. There's so much to unpack here. So it's meant to evoke post-sexual delirium?
Yeah.
Who does that? Who has sex and is like, I'm just going to convulse over here for a moment. Don't mind
it's
me.
It's like, yeah, it's like orgasmic come down ticking.
Things you never thought you'd say.
No.
Weird.
Weird. Convulsive pogoing is fun.
Yeah, too. That is a good phrase, convulsive pogoing.
So I guess a good way to think about how jacking looks as a dance move is to picture someone trying to pogo stick without a pogo stick.
Oh, that's actually kind of
accurate.
Yeah.
Well, let's get an example.
Yeah,
of
we
this
should.
Funky music. Our example this week is by Frederic. And it's called Flow Down.
Hey, Flow Down.
Hey, Flow Down.
Flop running.
Flow Down.
Flow Down, Flop Running.
Flop Running. Here's Flow Down.
God. You're kidding me. Whoa.
As you heard, it's like it's all that very consistent tempo. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of like shuffly high percussion, mm-hmm. but with a very consistent four on the floor kick, and then that funky wobbly, like almost dubstepy bass,
yeah.
and then random phrases,
vocals, sampled or yeah. someone just recording something and then yep. distorting it.
Yeah, and then yeah. we also heard some other examples. People just going like, "What? Cool." Yo, like that kind of stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Cool. All right. not my real dad. Go look
if
at
you
that
know
sketch.
That reference.
That was a very good sketch.
Keyboard kid.
Look it up. Okay.
Jacking in the house. Do it.
Don't get caught.
Should we get a topic?
Let's get our topic.
Well, time for you to sing right. your favorite childhood TV show theme song.
Right. Hold on.
Holding.
I need to look it up.
Holding.
I only remember one part of it.
Is this cheating?
It didn't say you can't look it up.
Some advice to salad spinner suggesters. Give us more rules.
No, don't give us more rules. Don't tie our hands. Okay, I'm just going to try it.
Just go for it.
There's a lot going on in this theme song.
Okay.
But I can only be one person.
Understood.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, here we go. you, me, Yuri, Yuri, 1, 2, 3. Eureka's castle, Eureka, Eureka's castle, Eureka. And then there's like a lot more though. But
yeah, there's a lot of other stuff.
There's
happening.
Like puppet fish singing, and uh-huh. there's the dragon singing, and yep. then there's the ogre singing, yep. and it's like a lot.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You did it.
I did it.
Spin.
I did it. Oh boy.
We got a video game.
We did.
Which is all very tied into the electronic nature of the music.
Very cool.
This week's topic is
Puzzle Bobble 2.
Puzzle Bobble 2.
Wait, what was that?
That was Puzzle Bobble, which is not the topic. The topic is Puzzle Bobble. I bobbled my words there just
you
now.
You did. It's like a little puzzle. It's a word puzzle.
Sentences are a puzzle for your brain.
Sometimes. It is true. Puzzle Bobble 2.
It's a tile matching video game by Taito. the first sequel to Puzzle Bobble. It was titled in Europe and North America as Bust a Move Again on the arcade and Bust a Move 2 Arcade Edition on home consoles. Released into arcades in 1995, PlayStation, Sega Saturn, Nintendo 64, and PC conversions followed, and the game was included in Taito Legends 2, but the US arcade version was included on US PS2 version instead. The game is a spin-off from Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble Puzzle Bobble.
Two.
So you've seen games like this before.
Yes, I have.
I guarantee you, if you play any kind of video game. So it's one of those ones where there's kind of like a big array of things.
Bubbles
in this case. And then it looks like you have to shoot other bubbles.
To pop them.
Of the same color. And so if you touch the same color, they all like pop and disappear.
Right. Yeah. It's like a precursor to Candy Crush. Similar kind of game. Except it's like a whole grid coming at you rather than like a set static puzzle.
Yeah. There are a bunch of games on Facebook. Those annoying Facebook games that are like this. Like Bubble Witch Saga.
Bejeweled, yeah.
Bubble Witch.
Right.
And it's also kind of like those like Brick Buster games, you know, where you're like bouncing a ball into the bricks to like break them.
Yes.
It's sort of like a combo of like matching games and busting games.
Yeah. And Puzzle Bobble 2, what made it unique was that it added a tournament-style variation on the two-player game for play against the computer, and it added a branching map to the one-player game, allowing the player to periodically select one of two groups of five levels to play next, leading to different game endings.
Whoa.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Okay, so I'm kind of confused as to why the other ones were called Bust a Move.
Yeah, I don't understand the title differences unless it's just like Europe versus North America.
I guess.
Well, speaking of North America.
Yeah.
The cover art
got
attention for this game.
Okay.
In North America, print advertisements for the Saturn and PlayStation editions featured a picture of several large blue balls with human faces trapped inside, moaning in apparent agony with white sticks forcing their eyes open.
What the fuck?
The shots of the game packaging in the lower right corner of the ad show that the North American release of the game was to use the same cover art as the PAL release, which I don't know what that is.
But no idea.
Instead, possibly due to a mix-up by Acclaim's marketing department, the North American release of both Saturn and PlayStation editions uses the main art from the advertisement as their cover art. This cover earned a place on GameSpy's top 10 worst covers list, with journalist Kevin Bowen pointing out that the disturbing imagery was likely to frighten away the game's young target audience.
Okay, so we're looking this up right now.
So, hey kids, come play Puzzle Bobble 2. And it's just people's faces in blue bubbles moaning in agony with their eyes being forced open with sticks.
Oh, God. Okay. We're finding this. And if it's good, it's going to be the cover photo for the Twitter.
Twitter pick.
Yes.
The Twitter pick.
Whoa.
Oh, I see. The tagline.
So addictive, it should be illegal.
So it's like you can't look away.
It's like horror movie gross.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Bust a Move 2 Arcade Edition. Very scary artwork.
Very scary. Okay.
Ew.
Great. So this is kind of a nice little simple topic.
Simple topic.
Yeah. It's a game.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too. And I like how it relates to Jackin.
Yes. Me too. I can jack to this.
I could jack to this.
Yeah. These creepy faces with their eyes propped open. Oh.
Well, I'll let you stare at that for a little while longer while I listen to some more examples and put together a Jackin beat.
Yeah, I'm going to try to look up anything that's been written about lyrics or how lyrics were used in Jackin, but I'm not sure I'm expecting much success.
Good luck.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what a world we've stumbled into.
Is it?
It's a world of possibility and
Popability
and jackability.
Ew. It's a very jackable topic.
Jackable.
Yeah. So I have lyrics.
Okay.
And I just tried to write a couple, like, just like two sort of phrases that rhyme.
Okay.
And then I think we could just like use it as another musical element versus using it as like a lyric. You know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense. Based on what we heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sung or spoken?
I think it could be sort of like, I think you could, you know, Henry Higgins it a bit. the like Rex Harrison.
Yeah.
Speak singing. Yeah. Yeah. So I think you could do it that way. I think you could also, I mean, I'll defer to you what you think is best with your song.
Now, did you find anything about lyrics in research?
Not really.
No? Okay.
Unsurprisingly, with a genre that's this niche.
Sure.
And that doesn't really employ a lot of lyrics.
Right.
So.
Right.
I did, however, in the original Wikipedia article about the game, I did find just a lovely little nugget from a review of the game that I would like to read you because I incorporate some of the ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's funny to me, and I suppose like maybe it shouldn't be, but it's funny to me that these game reviews for a game that is like so... like saccharine and cute
simple. Yeah.
But they're writing about it like very seriously.
Okay.
And another thing, just like side note, there are these little weird little dinosaur characters.
Yeah, they're like dinosaur lizard. Like,
they're like little fat blob dinosaurs that
They look like little cylindrical dinos.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in Next Generation magazine, Rad Automatic, I guess that's a pen name?
That's the reviewer?
I think so.
Rad Automatic?
Rad Automatic commented in Next Generation, so echoing Next Generation, which is another magazine, game review magazine. He said, while Bust a Move 2, which is the other title for this game, maintains the sweet, harmless exterior of a sherbet bonbon, inside beats the addictive heart of a Malteser.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, sherbet bonbon.
And Malteser.
So if you don't know what a Malteser is, it's like
it's
the UK.
It's a character from Cats. Mungo Jerry and Malteser.
It is not.
Oh, sorry. That's Rumpelteazer.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
But it is the UK version of a malted milk ball.
Oh.
Maltesers. Yeah.
Interesting.
So sherbet, I don't know what a sherbet bonbon is. I know what sherbet ice cream
candy,
is.
Candy, I guess.
Yeah. So I used those ideas in the lyrics.
Okay.
It's very short lyrics. Here we go.
Let's go.
Point and pop, bounce and break, no mistake, addictive game, crowd appeaser, sherbet bonbon, heart of Malteser.
Props to Rad Automatic for the suggestion.
There. Thank you. So, I mean, is sherbet bonbon the name of this song?
Sherbet bonbon's pretty good.
Sherbet bonbon
Point
is
and
a good
pop
name.
Is good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sherbet bonbon.
Sherbet bonbon. All right.
Well, my music.
Yes, tell me.
We found a YouTube video of someone playing this game and found like a couple sound effects that go with it. It sort of sounds like almost like cash register sounds whenever you pop the bubbles. And then there's a little theme song. So I sampled the theme song and you'll hear it at the beginning of the track, unadulterated as is. And then once the beat kicks in, you'll hear the theme song slowed down to match the tempo of the Jack and House beat range, which is 126 to 130 beats per minute. We're going with 126. And then musical elements that I include, I have the beat. I have the kind of like noise sweep riser to lead into the drop into the beat. I've got synth playing sort of melodic pad over top, and then the wobbly dubstep bass, and then vocals.
Wobbly bass.
Wobbly funky bass.
Big funky bass.
It'll be cool.
All right. Let's
see if you can jack to it.
I will let you know. and if you jack to this song, don't tell us.
Please don't.
No.
Here is Sherbet Bonbon.
A Jack and House song.
About Puzzle Bobble 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
by Shannon and Scott. Point and pop. Bounce and break. No mistake. No mistake. Addictive game. Crowd appeaser. Sherbert bonbon. Heart. Was a tasty sherbet bun bun.
Sherbet bow bow.
Yeah, I don't really know why your voice went to that immediately. Sherbet bow bow.
It just felt good. It felt good to say bow bow.
And that's what Jack and House is all about, right? Yeah. Just like enjoying the ecstasy of the beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Bow bow.
I think it's, you know, maybe not an exact representation of the genre, but like we said, we could do anything we wanted as long as it wasn't douchey or cheesy.
Yeah, I don't know if we hit the douchey or cheesy marks.
Did you feel douchey or cheesy?
I usually feel cheesy.
Okay.
I mean, and you should too.
I mean, I often feel cheesy.
Yes. I don't know that I feel douchey ever.
No.
Definitely cheesy.
Well, if you like Puzzle Bobble 2 and Jack and House, then you might like some of our back catalog.
Please subscribe to us. You can subscribe on iTunes or any other podcatcher that you use.
Podcatcher.
Podcatcher.
Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Not podcaster?
No. We're podcasters.
Oh, podcatcher.
They catch them.
Pod releaser.
See how it doesn't flow, though?
Catch and release.
Like you, but you see how podcatcher is clever and pod releaser isn't?
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'll think of something better.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're on all those.
We are. You can also find us on Patreon if you would like to support the show for just $5 a month. You will get access to all of our bontent or dumb bonus content.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's mostly bloopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yes.
And you can visit songsaladpodcast.com and link to our Twitter page at Song Salad Cast. You can also link to our Facebook group, which is Song Salad, the produce section.
Yes.
A lot of fun conversations happening there.
Yes. Thank you again to Autumn Clark for her salad spinner. If you have a salad spinner suggestion, get at us via email, songsaladpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
We're there. We're you.
Mm-hmm. Bow, bow.
Like a bow, bow. And last request, if you have it in your heart and at your fingertips, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps get us noticed, and we want to be noticed so that we can keep making this wonderful content for you.
Wonderful, parentheses, question mark, and parentheses.
In my opinion, wonderful content. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're Sherbert bum bum.
2, 3, 4. Jiggity, higgity, swiggity, biggity, boop.